You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang terminong Canberra Bubble ay tinaguri ang Word of the Year ng Australian National Dictionary Center. Ang Fair Dinkum Power at Drought Relief ay lumaban din para sa titulo. Narito ang ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si punong ministro Scott Morrison ay nakahiligan ngayong taon na hikayatin ang mga miyembro ng Canberra Press Gallery at mga kasamang MPs na palawakin ang kanilang pag-iisip at huwag ma-obsess sa mga kaganapan sa kapital ng bansa.
And I would encourage the opposition to spend a bit more time focusing on questions about the economy, about drought, about electricity prices, and get their heads out of the Canberra bubble.
Ngayon, ang Australian National Dictionary Center ay tinagurian ang terminong Canberra Bubble bilang Word of the Year nito. Ang isang salita o ekspresyon na iniisip ng center na pinakaangkop na maglalarawan sa bagong taon. Ang direktor ng sentro Amanda Logeson ay nagsabi na ang parirala na tinutukoy ang insular na kapaligiran ng federal na politika ay patuloy na ginagamit kahit ito'y wala ng kaugnayan sa punong ministro.
The one that made Word of the Year was Canberra Bubble, which is a term that was popularized or very much used by Prime Minister Scott Morrison over the last few months. But actually, very much trended through 2018, so we saw a lot of increased usage by various politicians through 2018.
Ayon kay Logeson, ang dalawa pang termino na nakasama sa Word of the Year ay dulot ng madalas na debate kaugnay ng patakaran sa enerhiya.
In terms of climate change and energy policy, we saw a couple of terms make our shortlist. So NEG, the National Energy Guarantee, which was a source of much debate, but of course also led to a change in Prime Minister, or at least was one of the factors that led to a change in Prime Minister. And Scott Morrison's use of the term fair dinkum power we thought was quite an interesting one, referring to dispatchable energy, or particular coal. As well as his use of fair dinkum more generally this year.
Ilang halimbawa.
What I call fair dinkum power.
More fair dinkum power.
Fair dinkum power, as you've heard me call it. What I mean by fair dinkum, stuff that works when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. That's the reliable power that we need in our system.
Dahil marami sa mga taga-Eastern Australia ay nasa drought pa rin, ayon kay Logeson, ang drought relief ay nakasama rin sa listahan.
Drought relief efforts, I think, were particularly prominent this year. I mean, drought is often a thing that you know, affects Australia. And we saw a number of public appeals, campaigns, activities, many of which had, even though drought relief, of course, as a term, is not exclusively Australian, we saw a number of quite Australian-style campaigns, the Haymake concert, the Buy a Bale campaign, sausage sizzles, and so on.
Dalawang salita pa ang nakasama sa listahan ng center. Nandyan ang bag rage na tumutukoy sa mga galit na nagmula sa mga customers dulot ng pagtanggal ng libreng plastic bags sa checkout. At mayroon ding blockchain, isang sistema kung saan ang mga record ay nakatago sa ilang mga computer sa isang peer-to-peer network na ginagamit madalas sa cryptocurrency transactions.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.